Hello friends, welcome to I Can and I Will podcast.
The topic of today's podcast is the most demanding topic and the most important topic, and the topic is how to learn. This topic is something which has always been fascinating to understand, because in our day-to-day life, you will meet some people. Some people are fast learners, some people are slow, some are very good at retention and some are not. Some are very productive and some are not. So to understand this, why some people are and some people are not, today we are going to take this topic deep down so as to get ourselves benefited. So the structure of the podcast is going to be like, I have 20 points in my mind. I have to talk about each point in detail, try to explain it in practical application, and at the end of the podcast, I am going to summarize it. So without wasting time, let's get started. The first point of discussion is Pomodoro technique. Now some people already know this and some people don't. It is a technique in which we work for 25 minutes and then take a break for 5 minutes. And after 4 cycles of 25 minutes, we take a big break of 15 to 20 minutes. This technique is based on the principle that our brain focuses only for 25 minutes. And after taking a break, we feel refreshed for the next Pomodoro session. There are many apps on Play Store, so you can go and check it out. But if you don't prefer mobile, then you can use any watch or clock for this. But I would ask you to just keep a record of your sessions, how many sessions to do in a day and all that, which automatically happens in the case of mobile apps. And make sure you have goal to achieve in each and every Pomodoro session. For goal setting, I would suggest you to keep your goals just higher than your normal capabilities. If in a session you can work X amount in your normal capabilities, then aim for 1.2x. You might fail to achieve in starting, but Elon Musk once said, stop being patient and start asking yourself how to accomplish 10 years goal in 6 months. You will probably fail, but you will be a lot further ahead of a person who has simply accepted that it was going to take 10 years. With this, we come to our next point, that is spaced repetition. Spaced repetition is nothing but revising or rereading things. But, here's common advice. Repetition should be on different days. Repeating things on same days cause overlearning. Overlearning is learning a concept again and again, which causes an illusion of incompetence. Now, what is illusion of incompetence? Illusion of incompetence is that you feel you have learned everything, but you have not. Maybe you have just invested a lot of time in just revising the same concept many times, or you have just learned easy things. It's like just you have been unproductive. So please use spaced repetition on different days. Now the next concept to discuss is one which makes you stand apart, because many people don't follow this. As you all are my family, I want you all to follow this, and this is what I call input versus output law. What I mean by this is many people just take input but don't get output. I have seen many people who just watch educational videos or listen to podcasts and audiobooks but never apply that in their life to get better. There is nothing to get offended about it. I was also a person who did the same mistake, but I rectified it and now I can feel the difference, and so can you. I mean, the only way to improve is to accept that you are doing something wrong. So what I want you all to do is, if you take X amount of input, then you have to give about 1.5 to 2 times the time for output, in which you can keep your book aside or mobile aside. So, and you can talk to yourself what you have learned and how can you apply that in your life, and always keep a check on it. Third point is exercise. Role of exercise in learning is something which has been underestimated, but its importance is immense at the level of brain. It helps you access diffuse mode of learning. Now what is diffuse mode of learning? Wait a minute and you will get to know about it. But as of now, you should remember that exercise is something which makes your brain function faster and improves your learning. Now the fourth point is modes of learning. We have two modes of learning. One is focused mode and the second one is diffuse mode of learning. Focused mode of learning is when you are working with concentration, and diffuse mode is where your creativity is at peak, where the great ideas come from. So the question is, how to access diffuse mode? We can access diffuse mode by exercising, taking bath, by sleeping a famous artist used to get the idea while diffuse mode. What he used to do is, he had keys in his hand. He slept. When he sleeps, the keys drops and he gets awake with a new idea to implement. The breaks in the Pomodoro technique can be significant in accessing diffuse mode of learning so as to get creative and out of box thinking. So now, what is chunking? Chunking is like summarizing long things to keep it up in your mind. Now you need to understand that whenever you're angry, sad or afraid, it affects your learning. What you can do is, you can write summary of paragraphs in few lines in the same textbook itself. Emotion plays an important role in learning, so be happy and be curious about what you are learning because of dopamine. What is now picture work? Picture work is like, if you are studying some chapter, then you have to see all the diagrams in the chapter, which gives you an outlook of the chapter, what you are going to study about. So the basic idea is, in the starting 2 to 3 minutes, try to get an outlook about what you are learning. Illusion of incompetence is something I told you before, but there is a huge mistake we do, that is, we use highlight. No, using highlighter is not a mistake, overusing it is. Overusing highlighter creates an illusion of incompetence that whatever you have highlighted, you have understood. No, the work of highlighter is to highlight key points. What you should do is underline not more than one sentence per paragraph. Next point is recalling. Recalling is what you have studied is one of the most powerful tool. Recalling is small test which makes you analyze what you have to understand in the Pomodoro session. It is something which increases your productivity, because just reading and not retaining it decreases the productivity. Rather, you should focus on reading and some recalling after some time. Please don't relate recalling with spaced repetition, because they are both different things. Recalling is like, we recall concepts for topic just after studying it, and spaced repetition is after few days. Now the next concept is what tells you that you have to unlearn something to learn something new, which is called Einstein effect. For example, first you have to learn the atomic model, which was discovered first, then unlearn the former to learn the next one, and so on to get to the latest one. This effect makes me remember that monologue in the Kota Factory web series. Whenever me and my younger brother listen to this monologue, we laugh a lot. If you haven't seen it, then you should see it. So the point is, you have to unlearn something to learn something new. But the next point is about not any rule, but it is something which is a barrier in your learning, which makes your learning unproductive. That is procrastination. But what I feel that is, procrastination is a wide topic to cover, and we'll cover it in some other podcast. If you want it, then tell me in the comment section. I will make another podcast on this. So the next topic is, the next point is use of mnemonics. Mnemonics can be funny or something you can relate with. More visual the mnemonic is, the more is the retention. The next point is memory palace technique, which is based on that we remember more faces than the names. So memory palace technique is something which helps us memorize the things in sequence. What you have to do is just make a sequence of things in your house. Like, first you enter your house from the entrance, the first place you enter, maybe the passage, then left there is kitchen. In the kitchen, first thing you may come across maybe an oven, then fridge, then you have to number them. The first number may be oven, second fridge, and same for the other things. And then for learning any sequence, you can relate it with this sequence, so you can remember it for a longer time. Now you can use metaphors also, which helps to relate things. It is that you have to relate it to something to retain it. It should be visual, so you can retain it for a longer time. Now the next point is imposter syndrome. It is like you have self-doubt problems. You feel like that this time I have just done like fluke, and you won't be able to do this next time. It's not like that. You have to believe in yourself. The last point is, you have to learn. If you have learned something, then try to teach it to someone. That is called Feynman's technique. So to summarize this all, we have all learnt about Pomodoro technique. Speech repetition, input versus output law, the role of exercise in learning, chunking, illusion of incompetence, recalling and testing yourself, emotions in learning, use of mnemonics, memory palace technique, metaphors and analogy, and imposter syndrome. If this podcast added a tiny bit of value to your life, then do follow me and subscribe me on social medias, because every follower matters to me. So, and do tell me in the comment section on which topic do you want my next podcast to be. So I will try to make it. I am trying to make the next podcast on communication skills, or I want to start a new series on learning from successful people like Virat Kohli, Sandeep Maheshwari, Cristiano Ronaldo and many more. So now what I want from you all is, you have taken an input of this podcast of about 10 to 12 minutes. So I want you all to give about 20 to 25 minutes of output, in which you will think about how will you apply the learnings from this podcast into your life to make your life better, to learn better and to be better as an individual. So tell me your views on which topic our next podcast should be, and do follow that input versus output strategy for this podcast, and try to get 20 to 25 minutes for this podcast after this podcast, and try to analyze what can you take from this podcast and apply it in your life to get better. So till then, see ya and have a nice day.